doors were barred, all the windows were fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness, froze at every sound. Half in hopeless sorrow, half in fear of the day, to find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. Just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gates began to rattle, the voice began to call. I hurried to the window, looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. There was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. John stood there beside me as she told me where she had been. She said they had moved him in the night, none of us knows where. The stone's been rolled away, now his body isn't there. We both went for the garden, then John ran on ahead. We found the stone and the empty tomb just the way that Mary said. But the winding sheet that she'd wrapped him in was just an empty sheet, and where they had taken him was more than I could tell. Something strange had happened there, but what I did not know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstances, speculation couldn't lift me very high, 'cause I'd seen them crucify him, and then I saw him die. Back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I'd promised him just added to my shame. 'Cause at last when it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. And even if he was alive, it would not be the same. And suddenly the air was filled with strange and sweet perfume. The light that came from everywhere drove shadows from my room. And Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide, and I fell down upon my knees and just clung to him and cried. He raised me to my feet as I looked into his eyes. Love was shining out from him like sunlight from the sky. Guilt in my confusion disappeared in sweet release, and every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive and I'm forgiven. Heaven gates are open wide, he's alive. He's alive.